What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, October 23rd, 2017, start of a brand new week here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We are currently seeing the beginning of some major thunderstorms coming over the island, and hopefully we won't get knocked off the air as has happened previously, but you never can tell. So we'll try and get as much news done as quickly as we possibly can. Obviously, the big news is, or should be, the Uranium One scandal, Uranium Gate, if you want a name for it. And the corporate media is still stonewalling the whole issue. ABC and NBC have yet to report on it. CBS, 5 days after it broke on Fox News, they finally decided to give it a whole minute. Ooh, a whole minute. Wow, yes. Not getting anything past those guys. Now, let's talk about our little informant. This is the guy that the FBI had inside all of this who documented all of this corruption and bribery and influence seeking that was going on. And he simply referred to his confidential source one, his identity is being withheld, which is a very, very good thing. But apparently through his lawyer, Victoria Tonsing, he's now out there saying that he literally was threatened after wanting to offer details linking the Clinton Foundation to the Russian bribery case. He was actually being threatened. Now, here's where it gets rather dark and murky here, because London Center for Policy Research President Tony Schaefer was talking about the uranium deal with Lou Dobbs. And apparently, Attorney General Sessions refuses to lift the gag order on this informant. He's prevented from speaking by something that's loosely called a non-disclosure agreement with teeth. Sessions has the right to void that agreement. He's not doing it. Once again, the wagons are circling around the establishment as a whole, because I'm sure the message has already gone out from Hillary. You investigate me for this, I'll blow the whistle on all the drug smuggling that's been going on inside this country. All of the drugs brought in with U.S. government approval and sold to the children, I'll blow the whistle on all of that. And that would bring the government down. Interestingly enough, though, the foreign media is really starting to look into all of this stuff here. Article that came out of the Daily Mail about how Hillary Clinton was using the Clinton Foundation as sort of a personal piggy bank. They were using those funds to pay for the personal consultant Huma Abedin, a $34,000 a night Caribbean holiday for daughter Chelsea, payoffs to silence Bill's sex accusers. And the story just basically goes on in where it's not really a charitable foundation at all. It's a slush fund. Now, Jimmy Carter just had an interview with the New York Times, and to put it all together succinctly, basically came on out and said the Russians didn't alter the election, Obama didn't deliver, we didn't vote for Hillary, which is really what came down. And Hillary and her people are still out there trying to blame Russia, find some way to link Russia to her defeat. She's out there making all kinds of personal appearances. You know, she's campaigning. We don't know what for, but she's clearly in a pattern of campaigning. Yes, part of it's to sell her book, which is not doing all that well. But she was on Saturday's Graham Norton program on the BBC. They gave her like half the show to basically rant on about all the people who betrayed her and how the election should have been hers, and so forth and so on. Now, Tony Podesta and his company, the Podesta Group, are now under federal investigation by FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller in connection with the Russia investigation. This is coming out of NBC News. Now, this is not a good thing. We know that Mueller is part of the problem. He was part of the Uranium One deal. He's Hillary's protector. He's Hillary's axeman against Donald Trump. So the main reason he took over this investigation into the Podesta Group was to prevent anybody else from having an investigation. And that happens a lot of times. It happened all the way back on the Kennedy assassination, which was technically Texas jurisdiction. And the government swoops on in and says, we're going to have a high-level investigation. Give us all the evidence. Give us all the lab data. Give us all the forensics, and we'll take it from here. And, of course, they turned around and lied to us. So that's why Mueller is taking over the investigation into the Podesta group. Because, I mean, what's he really going to do? Really investigate? That would just hammer home the fact that the real Russia collusion was with Hillary and her people, not Donald Trump. And Mueller's job is to tarnish Donald Trump. So he's taking over the Podesta investigation to make sure it stays buried. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters was speaking before a group that benefits homeless LGBTQ youth. Boy, there's a niche market. And Waters vowed to go and take Trump out tonight, which drew a lot of applause from the people in attendance, should draw the attention of the United States Secret Service when you go on out there and make these kind of comments. Now, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to turn out over to the war zones. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. Now we're hearing that ISIS may surrender that eastern bank of the Euphrates to the U.S.-backed forces. See, here what's going on. The Kurdistan gambit has failed. But the U.S. has not given up on finding a way to partition Syria and make sure that the part that Assad is left with doesn't have the oil, doesn't have the money. And it's utter hypocrisy when you look at how the U.S. wails on and on about how Catalonia can't be split off from Spain and Crimea should not have been split off from Ukraine and, you know, territorial integrity. And now the U.S. is in Syria, clearly intending to grab hold of part of it and not give it back to the Syrian government. So now there's going to be a negotiated surrender where ISIS is going to surrender the eastern bank of Euphrates, not to the Syrian government, but to the U.S.-backed forces. Now, we're also hearing that the U.S. is considering that Raqqa needs to be a new independent zone within Syria. And there's not much left. I mean, if you look at the city of Raqqa following all the U.S. bombing, it's practically wiped off the face of the earth. It's been carpet bombed. And drone footage looking down on it from above, it very reminiscent of when the United States and Britain bombed Dresden in Germany in 1945, which is generally considered to have been a horrendous war crime. So, it's ugly. Now, according to an article in TASS, Russia is of the opinion that the coalition, meaning mostly the United States, wants Raqqa to be a Syrian center outside of Assad's control. So they're getting ready to break Syria into pieces. Which, that really is an act of war. The U.S. has absolutely no legal foundation for it. They're not even supposed to be there. U.S. forces, U.S. allied forces, have taken control of Syria's largest oil field. Everybody's running for the good land, for the oil, for the resources, trying to create facts on the ground, a new border inside Syria. And the U.S. allies get all the oil, and Assad gets the dirt. Now, Israel keeps on attacking the Golan Heights. Syria has informed the United Nations that this should show a collusion with these terrorist groups that have been in Syria. And even worse, Israel is saying they're going to escalate the attacks onto Syria because the claim is errant artillery shells from Syria have landed in Israel. They didn't hit anything. Nobody was hurt. Nothing was damaged. We've seen this pattern before. Israel wants permanent ownership of the Golan and all that oil and gas underneath it. They're already drilling it out and selling it. Now, Rex Tillerson is out there screaming about Iraq, and now that the Kurdistan project has pretty much failed, Rex Tillerson said it's time for Iranian foreign fighters to leave Iraq now that the Islamic State militants are nearing defeat. And then he goes on out to say the foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control. Really, does that mean the Americans are leaving Iraq? I didn't think so. The complicating issue is that Iraq has asked for Iran's help, primarily in dealing with the Kurds. Iran is in Iraq at Iraq's invitation and permission. Now, up in Afghanistan, where things have not been going good for 16 years, the CIA is adjusting its Afghanistan strategy in what continues to be an open-ended campaign to tackle terrorism, or at least that's what they're saying. But the CIA is expanding its covert operations in war-ravaged Afghanistan. And they're sending in some of their highly experienced officers and contractors, and they're calling them counterterrorism pursuit teams. Well, the problem isn't terrorism up there. The problem is they can't defeat the Taliban. And I think in Afghanistan and in Syria, the U.S. is continuing the fight, not with an expectation they're ultimately going to win, but to avoid the impression that they have actually lost. And they don't care how many of other people's children they're going to send to their deaths. It's important to maintain the image of the invincible American military. Now, as you know, there is still a big, huge stink going on regarding Donald Trump's decertifying the Iran deal and dumping it on Congress, which is likely to impose more sanctions, which would effectively end the deal. And Trump is still out there saying, well, all we want is for the IAEA to start inspecting some other sites that were not part of the original agreement. And Russia is out there saying the IAEA is not authorized to inspect Iran's non-nuclear military sites. For one thing, they're specially trained to look at nuclear facilities. There's nobody there that is really an expert at looking at ballistic missile construction. And again, the deal was IAEA access to all Iran's nuclear sites. The U.S. would lift sanctions. Iran is fully in compliance. The IAEA says so. It's the U.S. impiling more sanctions onto Iran that is in violation of the terms of the deal and the spirit of the deal. Now, a lot of other countries are really cool on this idea of losing the Iran nuclear deal. Polls are showing the majority of Americans think it's just fine the way it is. And a lot of Europe are saying, we really don't want to change things. We like the deal the way it is. And so Trump is taking a belligerent tone. He's out there saying, we don't need you on this. Saying the U.S. will unilaterally apply pressure to Iran without the help of the EU. And that's because a lot of those EU countries are ignoring the U.S. sanctions. And Trump came on out and saying, well, if we'd been insistent, Europe would have supported our sanctions, but we allowed Germany and France to keep making money with Tehran. Did you get that? Trump allowed Germany and France to keep making money. That's a very dangerous, bordering on megalomaniac comment to make. Tillerson is out there trying to put pressure on Europe, warning against any investments in Iran. What's Iran going to do? They're going to get investment from China and Russia. They're not thinking this all the way through. The harder the U.S. throws its weight around all over the world, the more and more countries are being bullied by the U.S., turn to Russia and China. They don't want to be part of the American-based economic globalism anymore. It's just not working for them. And that's because the U.S. used its privileged status as holder of the global currency to abuse other nations, to covertly influence them. They weaponized the private central banking system. Now, over in France, Hollande is saying that France will continue to protect their interests in Niger. All of a sudden, everybody's waking up to the realization there's a lot of war going on in Africa that we were not told about. And so, basically, there was an attack on a uranium plant run by nuclear reactor maker Areva in the northern town of Arlit earlier on Thursday. So we're going to go in there and cooperate with the Niger government to fight against terrorism and protect our interests. Mostly it's about protecting their interests. Remember, Niger is next door to Mali, and France is already in Mali. They invaded right after Germany demanded repatriation of their gold, and Mali just happens to be one of the largest gold producers in Africa. Funny how that works out. Meanwhile, the Pentagon, now that it's known that we have wars going on all across Africa, they're using the ambush in Niger that killed four U.S. Special Forces members. Basically, it's forced the Pentagon to admit they're routinely carrying out ground patrols inside Niger. But hey, as long as we're on the subject, we need a much, much bigger budget, you know, for AFRICOM. We don't have the resources. This never would have happened if you'd given us more money. Actually, it never would have happened if you'd stayed home and minded your own business. A little bit of good news coming out of the Philippines. Philippines has destroyed the ISIS presence. The Battle of Marawi has been won, and it's all over and done with. And basically, this means that the U.S. has lost any rationale for going into the Philippines. Remember how that all came down, where Obama went down to the Philippines and said, no, you don't want to treat your drug dealers like this. You know, we're a humane country. You don't hit the drug trade like that. And President Duterte said, yeah, it's our country. We're going to do what we want to do. Then all of a sudden, ISIS shows up. They're making a mess, and the U.S. is talking about intervention. Well, not going to happen. The Philippines got ISIS out of their country. The most alarming talk, however, is coming over from the war hawks regarding Korea. And article coming out of CNN, no less, CIA Director Mike Pompeo said the United States has to act as if North Korea is on the verge of being able to strike it with a missile and act accordingly, and that President Trump is ready to do so. In other words, they're not going to wait for North Korea to actually do something, because North Korea isn't going to do anything. All they've been doing is testing. But we have to act as if they're a threat to us. Well, that's what they said about Iraq and Saddam's nuclear weapons. That's what they said about Syria and his sarin gas. How many more times are you going to be lied to until you're willing to stand up and say, I am sick and tired of being lied to, so that this government can send young people off to more of these wars? Because that's exactly what they're talking about. This is another ginned-up attack on a nation that has not actually done anything. The only threat is that North Korea, or for that matter, Iran, won't do as they're told by the U.S. government. It sets a bad example for all those other provinces. Meanwhile, following the exercises they had off the Korean Peninsula last week, the Ronald Reagan has now visited the port of Busan in the southern South Korea, arrived there Saturday, and I guess it's going to hang out for a while. But apparently this exercise included two carriers, fighter jets, helicopters, naval ships, and submarines. So it was serious, serious business. We'll be back after these few words. Folks. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. getting on back to Afghanistan, Afghanistan's former president, Hamid Karzai, El Presidente de UNOCAL, is now approaching Russia and asking for their assistance to save Afghanistan from the Americans. Talk about a reversal there. Meanwhile, over in Korea, the U.S. Air Force is preparing to put nuclear-armed bombers back on 24-hour ready alert. This is something they have not done since the end of the Cold War in 1991. And basically, the B-52s will return to a ready-to-fly posture, not seen since the Cold War. 24 hours a day, ready to fly on a moment's notice. It's getting very serious out there, folks. It's getting very serious. And remember, for all this talk of Iraq's nuclear weapons and Iran's nuclear weapons and North Korea's nuclear weapons, only one nation in all of history has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that was the United States of America. Okay. Now, getting on back to Israel, new development there. A lot of people have been looking at all these investigations and corruption allegations and possible indictment of Prime Minister Netanyahu. And it's a huge embarrassment for the Israeli government. They're already out there screaming this is just a plot by the anti-Semites. Now, apparently, the Knesset is looking at a bill, they're calling it the French bill, that would exempt the sitting prime minister from all investigations. If this passes, this would effectively yank Netanyahu out of this mess of corruption probes. Now, Avichai Mandelbilt and Shay Nitzan, attorney general and the state prosecutor, are lashing out at this, saying ignoring real criminal suspicions harms the state, can lead to the gravest consequences. Yeah, it can. In a mature republic, nobody is above the law. Unfortunately, we're seeing it all over our country. Hillary Clinton was above the law regarding Title 18. Now Netanyahu's going to be above the law regarding his crimes and corruptions. Now, getting on to the economic news, apparently the U.S. government ran an almost $700 billion deficit so far this year. It is spiraling out of control and reaching catastrophic levels. There are red lights flashing all over of an imminent correction. They can't keep propping up that stock market the way they have been because the stocks are so overvalued. That's a severe downward force on the price of a stock is its real value. The U.S. government is hopelessly in debt. They could never, ever pay it off. And, of course, that is by design of the private central banks. Because while they're in operation, they generate more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And that is the trap. That is how private central banks enslave nations. And we need to wake up and realize that private central banking is not about the community, it's not about the people, it's not about the nation. It is all about their own wealth, power, and control. And that's exactly what's going on here. Wealth, power, and control. We all need to be private central banking heretics. So, seeing more indications of retail closures. They can't even stretch it out into the holiday shopping season, which I guess is just about, well, it's sort of underway now. If you go into the malls, they've got decorations and stuff all over the place. But it will really crank up as soon as we're out of Halloween. Thanksgiving, just a road bump. Just a road bump. But Claire and I were looking at our local mall, just all these retail vacancies. They can't keep stores in that mall. Nobody's got money to buy stuff. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, down in Spain, the break between Catalonia and Madrid is widening. Basically, Madrid is exercising part of their constitution to reimpose direct control by Madrid, taking away Catalonia's autonomy. And it's being described as the worst attack on democratic institutions since Francisco Franco was in power. And he was a hardcore fascist. So basically, Catalonia is saying they're going to proceed with a declaration of independence. And even more than that, Catalan authorities are saying nobody in Catalonia are going to follow any orders that come from Madrid anyway. So everybody is definitely dug in there. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has announced plans to basically fire the region's government and curtail some of the powers of its parliament. And the Catalan parliament will meet on Thursday to decide on their response. But I think, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, it's going to end in bloodshed. Catalonia is not the only place. You have Italy, the Lombardia region and over by Venice are about to have independence referendums. Everybody wants to break free of the globalists, and the globalists are fighting back just as hard as they can. George Soros just transferred another $18 billion, with a B, of his own fortune into the Open Society Foundation. So they're getting ready for a big, dramatic push to try and resell the entire world on what a wonderful place this will be if we're all under a single global government. And we know that is a flat-out lie. Because the larger a government gets, the larger a country gets, the more abusive of the people that government becomes. We're seeing it in this country. We're seeing it in Brussels. The European Union was supposed to be a free trade and free travel zone only. And over time, Brussels has just grabbed more and more power and authority, intruding into more and more of the member states' internal politics. And then member states aren't liking it. And a lot of them are now straining at that leash. So I don't know what George Soros is going to do to try and reverse that, because everybody is seeing the economic damage from the ECB, and more, they're seeing an attack on their culture and their history with this flood of these refugees. And they are just causing all kinds of problems. Now, interesting story out of Jihad Watch. Apparently, there was a Muslim migrant, Sarbast Fatah, who was convicted of raping this woman, and she actually got part of it on her cell phone recorder, where it said, you know, no, I don't want to. So with open and shut evidence like that, yeah, he was sent to jail. He's out there saying, well, really, it wasn't rape. This is all cultural differences. And I just didn't understand the British law, because apparently in this migrant's hometown, rape is considered okay under certain circumstances, or at least that's what he's trying to claim. I'm just behaving like a normal Muslim. Well, here's the big problem with all the refugees, and for that matter, the illegal immigrants. They're not interested in integrating into their new homes. They want to turn their new home into what their old home was, the one that they ran away from. Shows you how much sense this all makes. But no, Teddy Roosevelt said it perfectly. If you want to come to the United States of America, you are welcome. But just understand a couple of things up front. This is the United States of America. We have one language, English. We have a work ethic. And we have U.S. laws. And you will comply with all of that, or you're not welcome. And unfortunately, when in Europe, the refugees are out there saying, no, 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 you have to change your country to be just like the one that we left. Well, if it was all that good, why did you leave? Now, over in, Nashua, New Hampshire. I used to hang out there a lot when I was a kid. Mohammed Rafiq, he's 27 years old. He's a Muslim refugee from Burma, also called Myanmar. He's been in New Hampshire for almost 2 years, still does not speak any English whatsoever. And he's been busted for pedophilia. Apparently, he tried to kiss and fondle four girls between the ages of 7 and 12. And Nashua, New Hampshire, is one of Obama's welcoming cities. Yes, we're welcoming you into our town. Don't bother learning English, and here, help yourself to our children. It really isn't working out, and they're trying as hard as they can to keep people from talking about this stuff or thinking about it, but it's failing miserably. People are starting to look at the world with their own eyes. They're not waiting for the TV set to tell them what they see, what they hear, what they think. We were talking the other day about this poll that was taken of what are Americans most afraid of. And obviously the people who commissioned the poll, they were hoping to find that Americans are most afraid of ISIS or most afraid of the Iranians or the North Koreans. Nope. The vast majority of Americans are afraid of their own corrupted government by a huge margin. All those other things, ISIS, North Korea, Iran, way down in the list. And the fact that Americans are now aware of the true nature of the government, I think that counts as a victory for the independent media. Because certainly the corporate media is not going to put anything out that would make you question the government or challenge any of those precious beliefs. Remember the big stink over election fraud? When Trump first brought it up last year, and the entire corporate media said, how dare you even say that our elections are anything but 100% honest? Remember Obama came on out and said, no, there's no possible way the elections could be rigged. And boy, did they change their tune when Trump actually won. Yes, the election was rigged. It was rigged by Russia. Jill Stein, we're going to have a recount here. And then Trump came up with his commission for voting integrity. And then all of a sudden you have these same people saying, no, don't take a close look at our election system. Really, it's racist for you to do that because you're going to be targeting the illegal immigrants who, by the way, are not supposed to vote in the first place. Last count, thousands of confirmed incidents of massive election fraud in last year's elections, and it had nothing to do with Russia, because all of it that's been found so far benefited Hillary Clinton. And maybe Trump would have been very happy with Hillary winning the White House, because he's got her over that Uranium One deal. She is wide open to blackmail. That may be the reason she worked so hard to return those 10 arrested Russian spies to Russia as quickly as she could. That right there proves she's totally compromised by her own corruptions. Now, Doug Jones, he's the Democratic candidate for December's Senate special election in Alabama. And apparently one of the things he did recently is he spearheaded an effort on behalf of a legal group massively funded by George Soros. And the agenda of this group was to fundamentally transform the role of U.S. attorneys from one of prosecuting criminals to activists that enact a so-called progressive criminal justice agenda. In other words, he wanted to turn them into social justice warriors. Forget about arresting and prosecuting bank robbers and rapists and things like that. We're going to go on out. We're going to chase down those people who use the wrong gender pronouns. That's the new American way here. Okay, so let's see. What do we have here? As you know, the censorship against the independent media, the internet, is starting to break out into the open. And a lot of this is being championed by the Anti-Defamation League. And the ADL has already succeeded in making partnerships with Google and Facebook to team up against truth seekers. And we're starting to see where history is being erased. It's being rewritten. It's right out of 1984, Winston Smith. Yeah, we got to rewrite this. It makes the government look bad. Amazon is starting to ban certain books from their catalog. They're putting pedal to the metal. They're trying to complete their transformation of this country into a fascist dictatorship, because now they're aware people are awake and seeing what's going on. Now, this is a very scary story. The former commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, Ann Revell, has proposed an insane new law that seeks to punish readers of news with libel. That's the readers of news with libel if a story is deemed false. Now, who decides whether it's true or false? Obviously, the government. And so she basically put together a document, position paper, titled Fool Me Once, the Case for Government Regulation of Fake News. And the goal is to improve voter confidence. So they're scared. You can see it with every one of these moves. They're scared. They're finally realizing the government and the corporate media have lost control of the minds of America. the vast majority of the American people have awakened. They've had too many lies, too many frauds, too many hoaxes, and they want things to change. They're simply not believing the government and the corporate media anymore. And our government and our corporate media have gotten by with lies, fraud, and deception for so long, they've forgotten any other way to run a country. And now we're seeing, because of the Uranium One deal, the entire structure really is corrupted top to bottom. The reason Donald Trump was not able to find some decent people to hire onto his White House staff is there were none available anywhere inside Washington, D.C. Trump should have gone outside the Beltway. There are highly qualified people who can do the nuts and bolts tasks needed for running the administration. They're not compromised by past associations. They're not open to blackmail or bribery. Should have brought them in. The reason Trump could not drain the swamp is because basically he was hiring the alligators in to be the White House staff. It's an epic fail. And I think a lot of people are probably joining with me in their utter disappointment of Donald Trump. We did not get the Donald Trump we voted for. We got just another puppet figurehead who's pushing for more war, more money for the rich, less for you, to keep you helpless and powerless so the government can go on doing what it wants to do. Unfortunately, I'm seeing so much disconnect and discord within the government, it's not really clear what the government really wants to do. It's deeply factionalized. And you've got this faction wants to do this part, and this faction over here says, no, 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 we got to do this. And I'm sorry, Donald, that the job isn't what you thought it was going to be, but you did want the job, and we did help you get it. But especially with the war policy, this is not what you promised us. You promised the American people who voted for you in sufficient numbers to overcome the election fraud used against you, that we were going to get out of this global intervention business, bring all of our people back home, and start working on rebuilding this nation and its infrastructure, because it is in terrible, terrible condition right now. We're in a wartime economy. We've been in a wartime economy for over a decade. And that means every bit of wealth that gets sucked out of the people gets sent to buy bullets, bombs, bandages. And our nation is being allowed to rot with neglect. The fire breaks aren't being kept open in California. The aqueducts are being allowed to leak millions of gallons of usable water into places where it's not needed. The roads are cracked. The rail system fragile. We've got dozens and dozens of bridges and dams, which experts are saying are on the edge of collapse. Because all the money is being poured into that war machine. And when we lose that war, as I fear that we will, even if it goes nuclear, we're going to be left with a country that doesn't have an infrastructure that can support easily the rebirth of industry and agriculture, non-GMO agriculture. We're rapidly devolving into third world status. Our entire economy is based on illusion, market rigging. It's beginning to appear that America's military might isn't all that mighty, except for the nuclear weapons, and everybody's nervous about those. Our media does not inform. Our schools do not educate. We're really showing all the signs of being a fascist economic dictatorship. And Americans need to wake up and realize that. So I don't know what's going on with Trump. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's been compromised or threatened or bribed. But I think he got into that Oval Office and it just played with his head. And he's out there repeating Richard Nixon, you know, I am the president. When the president does it, it's not illegal. It's very hard to watch this happening to this country. I've been watching it closely for almost a quarter of a century since I started the blog, and a little less intently for all of my life. And I can tell you, this is not the country that I knew when I was young. And maybe I was living in a world of illusion then. But the illusions are over and things are looking bleak. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
bodies. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I noticed the corporate media is putting a lot of focus on this ambush in Niger. Looks like they're trying to whip up support for, we've got to go into Niger and deal with ISIS and Al-Qaeda there. Let's take some phone calls here. Bob in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon.
simple things from out here in farm country. When it comes to immigrants, if they don't understand our laws to begin with, maybe they shouldn't be here. And secondly, if they don't respect our laws, maybe they shouldn't be here. Thank you, Michael.
Makes perfect sense to me. Makes perfect sense to me. And like I've mentioned before, there have been times when I've gone to other countries on film projects and such. And when I go, I try and learn the language ahead of time as much as possible. It's just respectful. And yes, I'll go through the book and make sure that there aren't any laws that I might accidentally stumble across. Some places can be very strict. Down in Indonesia, if you litter, you get caned. But it's your responsibility to know that going in. The same thing applies to the illegal immigrants and these refugees. When they go into Europe or the United States of America, they are responsible for learning what life is like in their new home. To know the laws, to respect those laws, and not think that everybody's being racist because you're not being allowed to live the way you did in the old country. It doesn't work that way.
It's just common sense, no?
It is.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, again, at the heyday of immigration in the U.S., give us your tired, your poor, your teeming masses yearning to breathe free and all the rest of it. It sounded really good, but the reality was everybody coming to the country had to go through Ellis Island. They had to be checked for contagious illnesses. They had to be checked that their documents from their home country were okay. People got turned back. People got sent to quarantine. It wasn't really open borders. Open borders have been a disaster. And the only reason it's still out there is it's being promoted by this New World Order agenda to try and blur everybody together, to erase our cultural identity, our sense of our own history, to make it easier to control us. They just want a giant planetary blob of humans. That's what's going on here. All right, we're going to start a phone call with Dustin in New Jersey, but Dustin, I'm going to have to take you to the station break. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, they want to control the world. That's why they reduced our cultures to nothing, a blank slate. Cattle, all the same cattle. They can control us easier. No, we have no faith, no future, no nothing.
All right, Dustin, stay on the line. We're going to take a station identification break here, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.